That's just a good recording, doing? Man.
Yeah,
I can
brother,
dig
like,
it.
Stop. Right on.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Connor. How you doing?
Doing all right, Earl.
It's Friday. That means Fridays with Sandy Williams. You know, Sandy, we've got, and I say this all the time, I knew Connor was a bright guy. But yesterday, he took on a guy who has written a book about global warming. And scientifically, this guy who was, you know, had all kind of credentials, our Connor handled him, put him inside of a box that he couldn't get out of. Man, I mean, Connor is a brilliant.
It's not very difficult when he's peddling the lie that global warming is completely fallacious.
turn your microphone up a little bit.
I said it's not very difficult when he was peddling the lie that global warming is completely fallacious. So, I mean...
You mean there is global warming?
Well, the guy was denying it.
He basically denied the idea that fossil fuels have any effect on to climate change or global warming whatsoever. And his entire theory was that it was a conspiracy because of the carbon trading market. Because the idea is to make it so you can implement a more rigorous carbon tax. So then companies that profit from that market can make more money by peddling the idea that global warming is terrible and we have to limit our CO2 emissions. That's completely wrong to me. Because the notion that global warming is a true thing. I literally pulled up. he referenced a study from the University of Atlanta or Alabama, I think, in Huntsville, talking about the general temperature in the tropospheric level over the past 20 or 30 years, right? And he referenced this study, and he was like, okay, well, this study says that the temperature's only gone up 0.013 Celsius. And I go to 2016, and it says 0.4, which is significantly higher than 0.01. And I pull it up for Earl. He's like, that's not true. That's not what it says. And I'm looking at it on the screen, and I'm just like, okay, well... What am I supposed to do?
And I hurried up and cut Connor off. At least I don't have a job anymore. he took the guy apart with scientific information, young Connor.
Well, anyone who talks about the troposphere has got me by a little bit in terms of global warming.
And Sandy, he was brilliant. So I just let him go ahead, and my guess was from, I forgot where he was. He was a high-ranking scientific mind, and at every turn, young Connor checkmated him. And, man, yes, you'd have been very proud of him, man. He's 20 years old, man, you know. And he's got a very bright future ahead of him. How did you get so, you know, inclined, man, to deal with the climate and those kind of things?
I mean, it's just a lot of research on it, honestly. Like, articles I've read, YouTube essays and things I've watched. Like, and then, you know, taking notes on those things, memorizing certain points, and then just thinking about it from, like, a logical point of view. I wouldn't say that I'm like an expert or anything, because there are people definitely a lot more intelligent than me on climate.
But I think people should
have a general knowledge of things. I think that's the biggest problem with our current democracy right now. People have different facts. They use certain talking points peddled by certain people to express certain points. They don't really think about it from like a deductive point of view.
Well, and they they don't have facts. We can't seem to get an agreed upon set of facts.
Yeah.
And facts are something that usually are indisputable, right? Once you get to the point of having a fact, then now you can't argue about it anymore. Now you have to figure out what what that fact means in the general scheme of things. So I think you're absolutely right. Well, the biggest problem we've got in our democracy is we migrate away from facts to talking points, and talking points that talk about facts that aren't confirmed or even valid.
Well, this guy kept talking absolutely that climate change is not real, and he was.
Well, I don't think any scientist doesn't say there isn't climate change. The question has always been the extent to which humans have contributed to the extent.
He said zero.
Yeah, well, that's obviously, you know, and the scientific evidence is clear that based on the change and the rate of change, and based on correlations between that change and the rate of change and various kinds of human conduct, there's all kinds of scientific and mathematical correlative studies that show that it's correlated. You know, there's definitely a correlation.
So anyway, Connor Jess really took the guy apart. Took him to the woodshed, yeah. and I'm like, wow! I knew Connor had some things going for himself. I didn't know.
So I've got to be careful. I got to be more careful now.
I didn't know he was the next Sandy Williams. You know,
no, Sandy, you're great. Like, there's a lot of things you memorize, and I'm like, how does he even know that off the top of his head?
Yeah, no. Well, anyway, let's bring Tom from LA on. He was. You know, listening to how masterful young Connor was yesterday. Hey, Tom, what's going on?
That's me clapping for Connor.
Thank you, Tom.
First off, great job, Connor. I'm going to get to my other point in 1 second, so please give me time. Number one, that guy was a huckster. That guy was a grifter. That guy was a mini Trump. You always have to question when someone speaks in absolutes. And Earl, I was even pushing back with you on the radio a little bit, saying let Connor speak, because this guy was basically just trying to run over Connor with a bunch of different terms, which is what these people do, that nobody can look them up in time. Because of the fact that he just keeps on talking, fraudster, 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 and my book. I mean, he was looking to sell books, of course. So the thing is, which I have no problem with, but the thing is, first of all, Connor killed him. He was talking about water droplets, not even carbon. This guy was such a crazy person. He sold two books yesterday, I bet, one to CJ and one to Dave. You know, and that really was about it. I think the rest of the listening audience was looking at this guy going, okay, but that's what they do. See, science is always changing. Science is not a definitive, and that's part of the problem with science. But these hucksters come on, and they make it like it's a definitive and like it's the only way. And then all people want to be led by those more competent than they are. So then all these little sheep just follow these people right off the cliff. And that's exactly what happened with Donald Trump and everything else that happens with any of these autocratic leaders. I would like to say one thing, though, that we, the people, are the government, and we need to realize that. I don't know if our media every day would get on and say, we, the people, are the government. This is about us. Maybe then we would not be spending so much money on the military-industrial complex. Maybe then we would actually spend the money back on the taxpayers to actually get the return on investment from the actual money that's going to we the people government. Ronald Reagan got his dream, which was basically to make government where it doesn't work. And he's made it so people don't trust anything, whether it's government, whether it's corporations, whoever it is. No one trusts anybody anymore. And the reason for that is because of the fact that we've had so much distrust in money and politics, et cetera, you know, in our system. It's just so corrupt. But I have a question for Sandy. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to go on my tirade, but again, Connor, you are a rock star and you kicked that guy's ass. And second off, Sandy, what do you think of the idea of having on our pay stubs or on our receipts something where it actually itemizes where each of the tax dollars are actually going that we pay, since we the people are the government, ultimately, What do you think of that idea? So if you got a receipt and it said, okay, this much is going towards this, this much is going towards this, out of your paycheck, this is how much is going, you know, towards social services, this is how much is going towards the military industrial complex, whatever it might be, but an actual itemized receipt so people can see where their tax dollars are actually going so they can feel good about paying the taxes.
All right, Tom, thank you very much for the call.
Well, I think it's definitely a good idea that people would begin to understand where their tax dollars go. I'm not exactly for the government mandating that private receipts created by the pay stubs include that, but certainly a 1099 and the things that you get from the government that relate to your taxes and taxes paid should show that. It could also be on the forms that are sent out with the taxes to pay your taxes, so you understand at the time of payment where your tax money is going. That might be the most kind of poignant kind of way to let people understand where their money is going at the time that they're filling out their tax returns. I'm all for it because there's so much myth and so much illogical thinking that's going on about and assumptions that are made. For instance, that somehow welfare is a huge portion of payments, that welfare is what's causing our taxes to go up when you can look at the actual dollars and the relative dollars spent in the budget and understand that that's just not the case at all.
Thank you very much for the call, Tom. You know, Sandy, we're about to go to a break in a few minutes, but I want to talk about the changing landscape of the Democratic primary for United States Senator. And, you know, Mark Lazary put almost $15 million into a race of his own money. And there's a lot of conjecture, there's a lot of angst and anger by people who supported him, who are saying all sorts of crazy things about why he got out. But a man that puts $15 million into a race is got to be a pretty bright guy in the first place to even get in this.
Let's put it this way. He and his family have been good investors, and they understand where to put good money, and they understand the principle of not putting good money after bad. And so, you know, my guess is that this was based
on... Sandy, hold the thought. We got to go to break. 844-967-2789. We'll be back.